Tulsi Gabbard to resign as U.S. intelligence chief. Washington, Tulsi Gabbard is set to resign from her position as the Director of National Security, citing her husband's recent cancer diagnosis. Unfortunately, I must submit my resignation, effective June 30, 2026. My husband, Abraham, has recently been diagnosed with an extremely rare form of bone cancer, Gabbard said in a letter to President Donald Trump on May 22, which she posted on X. He faces major challenges in the coming weeks and months. At this time, I must step away from public service to be by his side and fully support him through this battle. Gabbard and her husband, Abraham Wilson, have been married for 11 years. She credited him for supporting her through a military deployment to East Africa as well as multiple political campaigns. His strength and love have sustained me through every challenge, she wrote. I cannot in good conscience ask him to face this fight alone while I continue in this demanding and time-consuming position. Trump accepted Gabbard's resignation, thanked her for her time leading the intelligence community, and wished Wilson a speedy recovery in a post on Truth Social. I have no doubt he will soon be better than ever, Trump wrote. Tulsi has done an incredible job, and we will miss her. The president also announced that National Intelligence Principal Deputy Director Aaron Lucas will take over as the Acting Director of National Intelligence following Gabbard's departure. In her resignation letter, Gabbard said her office made progress, advancing unprecedented transparency and restoring integrity to the intelligence community. Olivia Coleman, a spokesperson for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, noted Gabbard had overseen efforts to declassify 500,000 pages of government records, including files pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy and of civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. Coleman also credited Gabbard with leading efforts to modernize the intelligence community, strengthen international intelligence sharing efforts, and implement efforts to combat international criminal organizations that have been designated as foreign terrorist organizations. I recognize there is still important work to be done, Gabbard said. I am fully committed to ensuring a smooth and thorough transition over the coming weeks so that you and your team experience no disruption in leadership or momentum. Gabbard is the fourth cabinet-level official to leave the Trump administration this year, following Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer. Joe Kent also resigned from his position as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center in March, citing opposition to Trump's decision to enter armed conflict with Iran. The National Counterterrorism Center is a component of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. This is a developing news report and will be updated with additional details.